Since 2010, officials say roughly 100 doctors and pharmacists have been prosecuted for overprescribing opioids. Wayne Pratt is head of the healthcare fraud unit out of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan. He says a 30-milligram pill of oxycodone used to sell for $20. It now sells for about $40.
And so that tells us that we're having an impact on the supply and availability of that drug in the street market, which means that fewer people are going to be using it, and it means that there's less that's out there in the street market.
Pratt says, unfortunately, a side effect of prescription drugs becoming more expensive is that he thinks it will push some people to move to the cheaper and stronger alternatives of fentanyl and heroin. I'm Ben Thorpe.